everybody. It is Wednesday, and that means it is time now for our Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast, and we will be back with that podcast in just a minute. All right, we are back, and welcome back to the studio, Berkshire Ben Olson. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
Good, good, good. Been a couple of weeks since you've been in here. What's new in your world?
You know, just more real estate stuff going on, honestly, in my world. It's kind of an exciting time. The market is heating up again, which is perfect for the summertime.
Mm-hmm. You say the market is heating up again. Explain a little bit.
So, you know, over the fall and the winter, things kind of slow down because of the cold. I mean, it really doesn't make a difference when, you know, the winter comes, people are back in school, kids are back in school. People normally have a more rigid work schedule sometimes, and people normally don't start looking for homes in mass until the spring.
So what kind of numbers are we looking at now?
Well, right now, I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a market update here, and I want to kind of take it from both the national point of view and the local point of view, because I think that that's kind of an exciting lens to look through things. Just based on list price right now nationally, last year the average home price at this time was around $325,000.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
That's the national average. Now in our now at this point, the average home nationwide is $375,000.
Wow.
So we've seen an increase of last year up over $50,000 nationally for these homes. So we are seeing a rising in home prices as we speak.
When you talk about that, Ben, property values in Grand Forks now are up, I believe, 4.5%. So this is just a regular national trend.
Yep, things are going well. In Grand Forks, we have a lot of different things going on to help stimulate activity. Like we have building going on through different contractors and things like that. So that's helping our market a little bit more. You know, one thing that to look down the road is housing availability. You know, are people who are able to qualify for homes able to get the homes that they're looking for? That is the key, right? So if you're in the $250,000 price range, how many homes are available to you in that price range that you can actually afford and buy? And when I say actually afford, I mean, like if the home pops up for $249,900 and your max is $250,000, but we're in a seller's market, you may not be able to get that home just because you're pre-qualified for
$250,000. You got the computer there. It looks like you're crunching a bunch of numbers.
Yes.
and you look like you're all ready to giddy up and go with some exciting stuff here.
Yeah. So, you know, the newly listed property week by week and year by year just shows that we're continually increasing our market here in Grand Forks too. Right now, when we look at the amount of active listings, and these are listings for sale, listed for sale on the MLS. Right now, between Grand Forks County and Polk County, we have 182 active listings.
Wow.
So those are all the residential properties that are available for sale through our MLS system here. The most surprising part is looking at how many we have under contract. So there's three different ways you can have a home under contract according to our system. Number one, you can have an active contingent inspection. That means that it's going through the inspection process. You could have a pending, which means that it's past those processes and is moving into, you know, the closing stage, basically.
Yep.
And then you'd have active contingent, just regular active contingent, which means it could be contingent on a home sale. It could be contingent on financing, anything else other than inspection or being pending. And so when you look at the numbers for that, we actually have, as of today, we have 44 under inspection. We have three active contingent, and then actually pending, we have 189 listings, residential listings pending right now in Grand Forks.
Wow. So how do those numbers jive when you said you had 182 active listings?
Right.
And so, then you got more. So.
Right. So we actually have more listings right now under contract than we have available. And so that's one thing that's going to make the difference going into the summer season is mm-hmm. how many active listings are out there for buyers to actually bid on versus how many are being pended and how fast. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at somebody who's in that $250,000 price range, how quickly do they need to move on a home that's in their price range in order to snag it up when the inventory keeps getting lower?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say 182 active listings, and then you talk about inventory has been historically low for, well, about a year now, I guess. How does that, is that good for inventory, or are those still pretty low numbers?
Well, here's what it means for a seller. You know, what it means for a seller is that right now, you're probably going to get a better price for your home than you would have in the past, based on the fact that in order to have the same type of home available, somebody would need to build it, and we know the building prices are higher. Mm-hmm. We know that costs are higher now than they have been, so that is making a difference in the availability of homes. So for sellers, it means that if you list now, your probability of getting the price that you want, especially moving into a stronger buyer season in the summer, mm-hmm. means that you could get more money for your house.
Okay.
At this point.
Sure.
For a buyer, it just means that you have to be really diligent in moving in on a house right away when you are interested on it. So let's say that you're qualified up to $250,000. Well, maybe you need to start looking in the $230,000 range so that you have room to negotiate up in case there's multiple offers. It also means making sure you have all your down payment and everything set aside ready to go. So that means that you have everything in your account so that when you are ready to pull the trigger, it is not, there's no question with the bank or no question with anyone else that you cannot afford this home. And that just provides a lot of stability for the transaction as well.
When you talk about inventory and numbers and negotiating, odds are with the low numbers then, usually you're not going to negotiate a lower price. Odds are during this type of market that they're going to be up a little bit than what the asking price is or what the listing price is.
Yep, we are seeing that happening. That is happening right now with properties in our market. It's happening a lot in other markets too, where somebody will list a home for, let's say their market average price is $450,000 for their average home in their market. People are offering $500,000, mm-hmm. $520,000 for the same home because they don't have the availability of housing at this point.
So now is a good time to sell.
Now's a good time to sell. Now's a good time to build, too. I mean, if you are able to go out there and build a home, that is also going to help our supply and demand problem because you're creating another dwelling for yourself to live in. That also helps. Mm-hmm. And so if anyone's looking at building or has any questions about building, we also can help with that at Berkshire Hathaway as well. And with, you know, lumber prices what they are, it's important to get your prices locked in now and get your bids locked in now. Hopefully the prices of lumber is more concerning to me than anything because I don't want to see potential buyers get pushed out of the market because we just don't have the availability mm-hmm. for housing. Mm-hmm. And it's just a problem that we can solve.
Right.
And really what we need and what I see all the time, and I've talked about this. This is kind of going off a tangent instead of real estate, is that we need more people working in those industries. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need more home builders. We need more people who are in the trades and able to work and willing to work and do those jobs because they're important jobs. And when you look at the price of housing going up and up and up, you know, that has a lot to do with, too, is the availability of a workforce.
Right.
Because you have to be able to pay these people sure. something, and you have to have people to build the mm-hmm. house. Not mm-hmm. even, it's at this point, it's not even whether or not you have people. Do you have enough people?
Yeah. So are you finding that less people are building and just buying now because of lumber prices? I mean, I'm in the process. I'm going through a bid right now I need to roof my house and my garage, but my garage needs to be sheeted. And when I look at the cost on that bid of just the plywood alone, I mean, it scares the bejesus out of a guy, you know, and right. it's like, thank goodness I'm not, you know, hopefully I don't have to resheet my house too, because I don't know if I can afford it.
Yeah, and that is becoming an issue with affordability, is that, you know, the upkeep and maintenance of your house is a really important part of it. And, you know, if you're going to buy at the top of your price range, you better make sure that your monthly payment is not going to make you house poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to make sure that you have money set aside for those things that when they do happen, you need to replace them. You know, sump pump failure, things that are more simple that mm-hmm. maybe you can handle on your own.
Yep.
But that, you know, are still going to be expensive to fix and still need money to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where us as realtors can help you with those type of decisions. I mean, most of the time when I talk to buyers about their homes and about their transactions, it's really about how they're able to move forward with life after they close.
Okay.
You know, what does life look for them after they close? Mm-hmm. That's what really is important, because I'm no longer there.
Right.
You know, once they close, they're living in the house, and it's their house.
Yeah,
and
it's bye-bye Berkshire Bend.
I'm going to stop by and say hello, of course, you know, and you know, not be a stranger, but I don't live there,
right.
And that makes a difference. And I really try to help all my buyers and sellers look at the big picture. The big picture is, once you move in, you know what your mortgage is going to be. You know you can afford it. You know that you're happy with the place that you moved into, because I allowed you to make the decision. I don't push anyone into buying
mm-hmm.
a house,
because mm-hmm.
that's not the way to have a happy customer, in my opinion. And so, you know, they chose the house. They're excited about it. And then the realistic part is, okay, what do you do now? Well, maybe it's time to make those upgrades in the house. Maybe it's time to buy yourself a new car because you've been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to reward yourself with a vacation because you've been saving all your down payment. Go do that stuff. But then remember, you know, put equity back into your house.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you do the things that are necessary to make money, especially right now.
And make sure you do all of those things you mentioned, new car, vacation, whatever, after you close on the house. Because if you're in the process, we've heard about this before.
Yes, do not. How about when you start looking for a house, just relax. Don't do anything on your credit
mm-hmm,
cards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy a car. Don't do anything to change your credit. Then come and talk to a lender, or come and talk to me, and we'll talk about how those different situations impact you. So, for example, there have been people who have went out and bought appliances on their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come and they want to close. Well, then their credit scores change and it screws up the whole loan, because all they did was went and bought appliances.
Yeah.
But that showed differently on their credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are certain things that people really need to look at to make sure that they don't cross that line. And after closing, you're more or less okay. But
yeah, so when you're looking at a house, maybe you show them this house and they're very interested in it, and they're saying to themselves, like a lot of people do, okay, we got to make sure we're going to replace this, we're going to replace that, and yeah, the stove and fridge too, but we'll do it afterwards. Just make sure it's afterwards.
Yep. So it's my job just to help everyone through that process and to make sure that they're making the right decisions, you know, especially in a competitive market right now. I would say it's got a competitive market. I know people like to jump and say, oh, is it a buyer? Is it a seller? Well, it depends. You know, it depends on the price range. You know, if you're looking at houses below $100,000, it may not be as much of a seller's market as it is in the higher ranges, because obviously people who can afford a more expensive house usually want a bigger house. I mean, that's just how it is.
Any houses that you're working on right now that you're super stoked about?
Yeah, I've got a beautiful penthouse listing at Columbia Park Towers. It's 2,000 square feet on the 8th floor. It has two balconies, a large master bedroom with a walk-in shower, heated tile floors. It has its own hand-carved fireplace with a marble inset. It's a wood-burning fireplace. It has heated underground parking or heated garage parking as well, elevators, everything like that, 24-hour caretaker. And that one's priced at $234,000.
Is that the place that's north of the Columbia Mall? Kind of over there. Okay, I had some friends years ago that used to live up there, and a beautiful place.
Beautiful place, right on the Cooley. You have great views from the 8th floor, too. These guys, my sellers who live there absolutely love it. They're sad to be leaving, but you know, they want to move on and do something different. And they love the place. They love getting up. They make their Keurig coffee in their bathroom, and then they open up the balcony and go and sit out and enjoy the sunlight in the summertime. Before they even get up for the day.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a great place to live. Definitely something that people should check out. You can actually check out all my listings on my website at propertyandclient.com. And if you're interested in even reaching out to me about buying, or if you're interested in reaching out to me about selling, it's all there on my website, propertyandclient.com. You can submit a request to work with me, and then I'll be able to, you know, show you any house that you want to see, help you get pre-qualified, help you get on the path to ownership or to selling.
All right. Interest rates still pretty decent?
Yeah, they're hovering just a little bit under 3% right mm-hmm. now. They're kind of creeping up, as would be expected. You know, I think some of these things will continue to creep. The one thing that's kind of worrisome is, you know, how inflation is going to affect everything regarding our whole economy and how that's going to affect home prices especially. You know, part of the reason lumber is so expensive is because of inflation right now mm-hmm. that we are, you know, we are spending a lot more than we have been in the past.
Sure.
And that's going to make a big difference when it comes to the amount of interest that you're going to pay, because at this point, normally a government policy would reduce the interest rates to be able to boost economic growth and recovery, where at this point, like, we are already at the bottom of the interest rates. I mean, it'd be very, very shocking to see things get lower at this point. So that'll be interesting to see. What I tell people is real estate's a safe investment because you can, it's actual physical.
Right.
I mean, you can actually hold it. A stock, you can't go and take your corner of the Apple store. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go hang out in the Apple store and say, this corner is mine right here. This yep. is my part of the business. No, no, no. That's not how it works. But when you own something and it's under your name and you pay the payment mm-hmm. and you pay your insurance and you keep it up and you own it, and you invest in it, it's just like anything else. It'll reward yourself.
Absolutely. Berkshire Ben Olson, how do we get a hold of you?
It's really easy. Just 701-318-2676 or at my website, propertyandclient.com.
Any idea what we're going to talk about on Friday?
No clue, but it'll be something fun for the weekend, I'm sure.
Awesome. I can't wait. Thank you, man.
Yep.
There you go. That is Berkshire Ben Olson, and that's the first half of your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Tell you what, if you're going to buy or sell a house through Berkshire Ben Olson here, and maybe it needs a little work to it, get a hold of Executive Properties. They can get it done. They do all type of commercial and residential work, everything from kitchens and bathrooms to doors, siding, concrete, cabinets, trim and tile. Get the house perfect. They've been doing this for over 30 years. Barry Romo and the crew at Executive Properties, they do an incredible job. Call them up, 701-330-1273, or go to executiveproperties.org. Make sure you tune in again Friday morning about 10 o'clock. We'll have Berkshire Ben Olson back again, your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast on GFBS.